基督里面的喜乐。
Today I will use the book in Philippians to share with you on the topic joy in the Lord Jesus Christ.
腓立比书是保罗在监牢里面所写的书信。
And the book of Philippians was written by Paul at the moment when he was in prison.
我们可以想象一个人在监牢里面应该是觉得非常的沮丧气馁才对。
And we imagine that a person in prison, he would probably be complaining and mumbling.
但是保罗在监牢写的书信里面充满着喜乐。
But we find here in the letters of Paul in this Philippians that he is full of joy.
这个喜乐是灵里面的喜乐。
And this joy comes from the Spirit.
是从神来的喜乐。
This joy comes from God himself.
那这种喜乐不会受到环境改变的影响。
And such kind of joy will never be influenced by its surrounding or environment.
这是主耶稣应许要给我们每一个人。
And this is what was promised to us by Jesus Christ.
没有一个人能够保证我们一生环境不会改变。
No one can guarantee you that your surrounding or your environment can never change.
没有一个人保证我们一生会一帆风顺。
And no one can promise you that you will have a calm and peaceful life.
或者一切都照自己的意思来。
Or that everything in your life will be according to your own will.
但是身在圣经里面要保证我们要常常活在喜乐当中。
But God in the Bible have promised to us that in our life we will have this joy.
如果我们的生活没有喜乐，
If in our life we do not have this joy,
那我们就会觉得信仰是一个很沉重的担子。
Then we discover that faith is
一个担子，一个 burden.
Is a burden.
因为没有喜乐。
Because there is no joy.
喜乐就是满足来的。
Joy comes from satisfaction and contentment.
所以信仰如果不能够带给人满足，那这个信仰本身就变成一个义务，一种负担。
And so if this faith cannot bring to you this satisfaction, then this faith becomes a burden.
而事实上从每一种方面看来，信仰都是我们人生的很大的满足。
And from every aspect, we find that faithbecomes a great satisfaction to our life.
所以越深入投入这个信仰的人，我们看到得到的满足越大。
So we see that one who is deeply enrooted into this faith, he finds more joy and satisfaction.
那这是外人很难了解的。
And this is strange to the outsiders.
但确实是我们可以去体验得到。
But for ourselves, we truly can experience this.
请看腓立比书的第一章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书的第一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
第三节。
Verse
3. 第一章的第三节。
Chapter 1, verse 3.
我每逢想念你们，就感谢我的神。第四节。
Verse 4.
每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，常常是欢欢喜喜的祈求。六节。
Verse 5.
因为从头一天一直到如今，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。第六节。
Verse 6.
我深信那在你们心里动的善功的必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。第七节。
Verse 7.
我为你们众人有这样的意念原是应当的，因为你们藏在我心里，无论我在捆锁之中是辨明是证实福音的时候，你们都一同与我得恩。第八节。
Verse 8.
我体会基督耶稣的心肠，切切想念你们众人，这是神可以给我做见证的。在腓立比书里面，保罗在谈到他的喜乐。
Here in the book of Philippians, Paul describes his joy.
他说他每一次想到腓立比教会，他就很感谢神。
That every time he thought of the Philippian church, he felt much joy.
那每一次为腓立比教会的信徒祈求的时候，常常是欢欢喜喜。
And every time he make request in prayer of the people, the members in Philippians church, he is full of joy.
那保罗在传道旅程，他也去过哥林多教会。
And Paul also in his ministry visits the Corinthians church.
那哥林多教会知识口才都很全备。
And in the Corinthian church, there are much knowledge and much gifts in speech.
哥林多教会让保罗流了很多眼泪。
But the Corinthian church have made Paul sorrowful.
那为什么会有这样不大的不同？
And how come there is this great difference?
因为这两个教会的属灵情况不一样。
Because between these two churches, their spiritual level are different.
哥林多教会问题很多。
Corinthian church have many problems.
所以保罗为了教会的进步他常常流泪。
So for the growth of the church, Paul constantly wept.
但是腓立比教会从建设的那一天开始就非常的上轨道。
But the Philippian church, ever since the beginning, it has been walking on the correct path.
而且信仰不断的一直在成长。
And their faith continued to grow.
所以保罗说，每次想念你们就感谢神。
And so Paul here said, upon every remembrance of you, I thank God.
因为他们在神的帮助下，信仰不断在进步。
Because under the guidance of God, their faith have progressively grown.
那每一次祷告就是欢欢喜喜。
And so every time he make prayer, he is full of joy.
所以保罗虽然离开腓立比已经一段很长的时间。
So although Paul have departed from Philippian church for quite a long time.
但似乎因为保罗里面有基督的爱。
But because in Paul there is this love of Christ,
所以腓立比教会从来没有离过他的心。
Thus the Philippian church never departed from his heart.
甚至保罗在监牢里面，腓立比教会他还是一直在想念。
And even when he was in prison, Paul constantly remembered the Philippian church.
一直在想念当中，常常为他们祷告。
And in his remembrance, he made prayer of the church.
那这种的想念，第八节说是基督耶稣的心肠。
And such remembrance from verse 8 that it is from the affection of Jesus Christ.
所以基督耶稣的心肠就是主耶稣的爱在保罗的心里面。
And so this affection of Jesus Christ is the love of Jesus Christ inside Paul.
因为常常有主住在他的内心，所以常常就会想念腓立比教会。
Because the Lord is constantly within his heart, therefore he continuously remembers the church.
那也因为有爱的存在，所以腓立比教会圣工的兴旺就成为他的喜乐。
And because there is this love in his heart, that this joy in his heart becomes for this Philippian church.
确实是这样，我们看到很多人在世界上很有成就，对我们来讲没有感觉。
And it's true, because if we look at around us, those people with great success, sometimes we feel we have no feelings.
为什么他们的成就我们没有感觉？
How come to their success, we have no special feelings?
因为这里面没有一个爱。
Because in it there is no love.
因为没有爱，所以他们是他们，我们是我们。
Because there is no love, they are they, and we are we.
所以他们的成就跟我们没有什么感觉。
So their success has no influence upon ourselves.
但是我们再看我们自己家里面的人。
But then if we look inside our family,
我们如果看到自己的孩子学业很好。
And if we look at our children, if they have become successful,
申请到很好的学校。
They have gone to good college,
找到很好的工作。
They have found a good job,
我们都很喜乐。
And we feel joyful.
为什么？
Why is it?
因为这有一个爱的存在。
Because inside this, there is the existence of love.
所以保罗能够因为腓立比教会的信仰的成长而喜乐，一个很重要的原因就是因为他里面有基督的爱。
So the primary reason that Paul have this joy for the growing faith of the Philippian church is due to the fact that he has this love of Christ.
使腓立比教会的圣工兴旺成为他的满足。
That the prosperity of the holy work of the Philippian church becomes his satisfaction.
今天神在我们周围的人当中施下很多的恩典。
Today, God around us have given much, poured down much grace.
所以当我们对周围的人有爱，我们会从他所得的恩典得到很大的满足。
So if we have love toward those people surrounding us, then we will be joyful for them.
我曾经看过教会的信徒在听到见证会人在台上述算神的恩典，他在下面听流眼泪。
I have seen in testimonies when some have testified about the great blessing of God, the people listening wept.
那为什么上面的人在讲他得到神的恩典，下面的人听会流眼泪？
How is it that the person is speaking and the person listening wept?
因为下面听的人里面有基督的爱。
Because those listeners have the love of Christ.
所以他可以感受到在讲见证的人体验到神的恩典的那一种满足。
Because they can actually feel the satisfaction of the speaker testifying about the blessing of God.
啊，有时候我们在教会灵恩会的时候。
And sometimes in our spiritual convocations,
我们看到慕道者得圣灵。
We see truth seeker receive Holy Spirit.
我们觉得很喜乐。
And we become very joyful.
但是也有的人没有感觉。
But also there are those who have no feelings towards
this. 这几个得圣灵跟你有什么关系?
He said, these people receive Holy Spirit, what does that have to do with me?
但是也有的人很高兴。
But there are also those who are very joyful.
哇，他求圣灵求这么久。
Saying that, wow, he has been praying for the Holy Spirit for such a long period of time. And now he has finally received it.
非常喜乐。
And he feels much joy for him or her.
差不多几个月前。
A couple of months ago.
我遇到一对夫妻。
I met a couple.
他是西雅在西雅安的信徒。West Coast.
He is a members in the West Coast.
他们求圣灵求很久。
And they have been praying for the Holy Spirit for quite a long time.
每一次灵恩会都看到他们两个年轻的夫妻在前面祷告。
Every spiritual convocation, I always see them come forward to pray for the Holy Spirit.
那因为没有得圣灵，所以很多很有重要圣工他不能做。
And because they do not have the Holy Spirit, many of the holy work they cannot participate.
当儿童的教员。
Such as RE teachers.
或者当这个唱诗班的指挥。
Or the choir leader.
或者其他很重要的圣工。
Or other important holy work.
感谢神，那一次灵恩会，神动工啊，他得到两个都得到圣灵。
But thank God in that specific spiritual convocation, both of them received the Holy Spirit.
而那个教会里面好多的信徒为着他们得圣灵很高兴。
And the members of that church, many have much joy for both of these couple.
我在 Phoenix 教会遇到这个太太。
And in Phoenix, I met this wife.
我跟她握手问安。
And I shaked her hand and asked her peace.
她告诉我一个大的好消息，她说我得到圣灵。
And she said that I have great news for you. I have received the Holy Spirit.
我觉得非常的感动。
And I feel I was touched.
我差不多快要流下眼泪出来。
And I was about to cry.
那我就觉得为什么会有这个感觉？
And I search into my heart and say, why do I have such feelings?
就是因为有基督的心在我们里面。
But because it was due to the fact that we have this heart of Christ inside us.
我们会从别人得到神的恩典呢，感觉到我们是我们自己的一种满足。
So other people receive grace from God, we find that it becomes our own satisfaction.
那甚至有时候因为有神的心肠在我们里面，我们看到很多弟兄姐妹来聚会，这个就是我们的满足。
And also, sometimes we feel, because we have this heart of Christ inside us, when we see members come to worship God, this becomes our satisfaction.
因为很多人来聚会，这个代表教会圣工在兴旺。
Because many people come to worship in church, this is a symbol of the church prosperity and growth.
这是神国的荣耀。
And this is the glory of the kingdom of heaven.
所以如果我们有爱神的心，我们看到这么多人，我们心里很满足。
So if we have this heart of love, we see so many people, our heart will be content.
那我们看这么多人来聚会，我们会很高兴，因为我们觉得每一个信徒都知道在生活当中啊，以神为重。
And we become content because we realize that every member has come to God with a very high importance to worship God.
那这是最有福分的选择。
And this is the most precious choice for blessing.
好像玛利亚选择上好的福分。
Just as Mary have chosen the highest treasure.
但是当我们心里失去了这种基督的心肠。
But if our heart, on the other hand, have lost this heart of Christ.
我们就发现周围人发生什么事情我没有感觉。
That we discover people around us, whatever happened to them, we are numb.
教会有没有兴旺我也没有感觉。
That the prosperity of the church, whether it's prosperous or not, we have no feeling.
因为失去了基督的爱，我们就失去了很多属灵的喜乐。
Because we have lost the love of Christ, therefore we have lost much of the joy of Christ.
所以当一个人生活如果没有属灵的喜乐，
So if one in his life fails to have this love, spiritual joy.
那很可能有两个原因。
And there may be due to two reasons.
第一个就是周围的人没有人得神恩典。
One is that the people surrounding him did not receive any grace from God.
但是更有可能就是我们已经没有基督的爱。
But more importantly, it's probably due to the fact that inside our heart we have lost that love of Christ.
所以我们没有办法感受别人得到神的恩典那一种满足。
So that we cannot feel others' satisfaction of receiving grace from God.
那保罗对腓立比教会啊最大的满足就是从头一天啊一直到如今呢、啊， 同心合意兴旺福音。
And the greatest contentment that Paul has to the Philippians church is their fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now.
从头一天就是保罗到欧洲宣道，在腓立比讲道的那一天开始。
It is the first day from Paul visit, when Paul first visited them.
一直到今天就是保罗下监为止。
Until now, meaning Paul when he was in prison.
这个前后可能经过20年。
And this period of time probably is of 20 years.
腓立比教会没有改变，同心合意在兴旺福音。
That the Philippian church never changed and they sought after God with one heart.
也就是这个教会有宣教的使命感。
And that this church has this, recognizes responsibility of evangelism.
从第一天开始啊，就有宣教的使命感。
That first, up from the first day, they have these kind of feel, responsibilities.
我们从神得到恩典，我们要把恩典传报给别人。
That we have received grace from God, and we must also give this grace of God to others.
所以从得到神恩典那一天开始啊，每一个人就想要传福音给别人。
So from the first day that they have received this grace from God, from that first day they went to give grace of God to others.
所以保罗觉得这样啊，让他觉得非常的喜乐。
And so this has become much joy for Paul.
因为神的旨意就要叫着万人得救。
Because the will of God is for all men to be saved.
所以当一个人开始在传福音，就是要救别人灵魂，就是要完成神的托付。
So when one begins to preach, it is to try to save the soul of others into the heavenly kingdom.
所以当他听到腓立比教会啊，很热心在传福音，非常的喜乐。
So when he heard the news of the Philippian church working zealously to preach the gospel, he became much joyful.
而且腓立比教会在传福音当中是同心合意的。
And also in their preaching of gospel, the Philippian church do it with a unified heart.
他们在做圣工啊，大家是同一个心的。
That when they do holy work, their hearts are all united.
这个在代表他们灵性的进步。
And this shows the progressiveness of their faith.
因为所谓同心就是同基督的心。
Because to be unified is to be unified with the heart of Christ.
每一个人有基督的心才能同心。
That everyone must have this heart of God, Christ in order to be unified in heart.
这个就是灵性的进步。
And this is the growth in spirituality.
所以腓立比教会不但在圣工上有进步，在灵性上也有进步。
So the Philippian church have progressed both in its holy work and also in their own spirituality.
所以保罗觉得这是很大的满足，很大的喜乐。
And so Paul here says, this is of greatest contentment and satisfaction.
今天这就是我们的追求。
And this today becomes our direction and goal.
我们在四月份
,in April,
这次灵恩布道会
this past spiritual convocation,
从我们伊丽莎白受洗应该是两个人。
From Elizabeth, we can truly say there's, from Elizabeth, there's two people that were baptized.
两三个哈，那只有一个真的是慕道者。
And only one can be truly counted as a true seeker.
那我们再看八月份的灵恩会。
And then we look at the spiritual convocation in August.
我们现在还有差不多两个半月的时间。
We still have about approximately 2 months.
我们要效法腓立比教会。
We must learn from Philippian church.
就是把兴旺福音当作我们教会一个很重要的使命。
And that to take this gospel as the great commission bestowed upon the shoulder of the church.
这是神对我们每一个人的托付。
And this is the greatest commission that God has been put upon each one of us.
要我们让普天下去传福音给万民听。
So that we go throughout the world to preach the gospel.
让信而受洗的都能够得救。
So that those who believe and baptize can be saved.
也要让我们每一个人在这个工作上一起来同心。
And that all, and also that all of us can learn to be united in heart.
那在这个工作上有进步，我们大家都会觉得非常的喜乐。
And to have progress, prosperity in holy work, we will feel this joy.
我们再看保罗在腓立比书提的第二个喜乐。
And so let's study in Paul's second joy.
腓立比书的第一章
Let's look at Philippians chapter 1.
18节
Verse 18.
这有何妨呢？或是假意，或是真心，无论是怎样，基督究竟被传开了。为此我就欢喜，并且还要欢喜。 在这一段这一节圣经里，保罗这样在说。
In this passage, Paul says,
他说有的人传福音是出于爱心啊。
That there are those who preach the gospel with love.
就是爱人的灵魂，爱主耶稣。
That they love Christ and they love the souls of men.
但是有一些人传福音动机并不是很正确。
But there are also those who preach with a wrong motive
and pretense. 是出于结党。
Verse 17, it is,
结党。
In the defense of the gospel.
但是这个都没有关系。
But this does not matter.
到最后就是要叫基督的福音被传开。
But most importantly, that the gospel of God can be preached.
为此我就欢喜。
And so I rejoice.
因此从保罗的第二个喜乐就是从神的工作被完成来得到的。
And so the second joy of Paul is that the gospel of God is preached.
神的工作只有两个。
And that there are two types of holy work.
一个是量的增加，就是传福音。
And one is to preach the gospel.
量的增加 ,quantity.
Quantity, which is the preaching the gospel.
那另外一个是质的进步。
And the other is to have this growth.
质的进步 ,quality.
Quality.
这个就是灵修，这个就是主耶稣给我们的两个重要工作。
And so these two are the great important tasks given to us by God.
那保罗本身为着传福音的工作。
And so Paul, for the sake of the holy work,
我们看他受苦很多。
We see that he has suffered much.
我们再看十二节，腓立比书二章的十二节。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 2, verse 12.
弟兄们，我愿意你们知道我所遭遇的事，更是叫福音兴旺。十三节。
Verse 13.
以致我受的捆锁，在御营全军和其余的人中，已经显明是为基督的缘故。十四节。
Verse 14.
并且那族里的弟兄，多半因为我所受的捆锁，就笃信不疑，越发放胆传神的道，无所惧怕。这个十二节保罗是在讲传福音他遭遇的经历。
Here, verse 12, it tells about Paul experiencing what he has done in the past.
就是为着传福音他被捆锁下到监牢里面。
That for the gospel, he was bounded in chains and put into prison.
但是保罗在这个监牢里面他会感谢神。
But in the prison, he is able to give thanks to God.
他已经超越了苦难。
Because he have exceeded himself from this level of suffering.
因为他能够看到苦难所带给教会的福气。
Because he could see that through suffering that church indeed benefits.
就是好多人看到保罗受苦。
That many people see that Paul is suffering.
是为着基督的原因。
Is for the, that he suffers for Christ.
所以他看到保罗这么辛苦传福音下到监牢里面还在传福音很受感动大家就更热心传福音。
That many was moved when they see that Paul was put into prison for Christ, and even in prison they continue to preach, and this have moved the heart of many.
所以保罗在这里体验到福音工作的传开常常要有人愿意受苦。
And so Paul experienced here that in order for the gospel to be spread, that there must be some that will be willing to suffer.
因为有人受苦，所以福音才能够传得开。
That through someone suffering, that the gospel may be preached.
那到最后大家都可以得到喜乐。
And that at the end, all may become joyful.
所以我们在参与传福音的工作，到最后的结果是喜乐的。
So when we partake in holy work, at the end, the end result is to rejoice.
但是我们要在喜乐得到之前，常常要经历流泪的阶段。
But before we actually experience the joyfulness, that we must first go through a period of suffering.
这个流泪就是受苦来的。
And that the suffering and crying must come from suffering.
我们现在中国大陆特别是内陆福音传得很快。
China, our gospel is spreading rapidly.
在内陆。
内陆。
Inland.
In inland.
那我们仔细看在中国大陆的内陆教会常常受逼迫。
And in inland China, many of our believers, go through much persecution.
特别很多教会的负责人常常下到监牢里面。
And that many of the church board members were put into prison.
因为 那个地方教会的建筑很少。
Because at that, there is not much buildings there in inland China, our church.
他们想要聚会，就要在家庭里面聚会。
And so if they want to worship God, they must assemble together in a family's house.
那在家庭里面聚会，这是不合法的。
And to worship in the family, this is illegal.
所以被抓到了，教会负责人就要下监。
So whoever was caught, the board members must be put into prison.
所以在中国大陆里面呢，要做传道人或者做教会负责人，这不是一个什么名誉的事情。
So to become ministers or the board members in China, this is not concerning position or title.
这是一种受苦的决定。
This is a determination to suffer.
我曾经到武汉去啊，看到那教会负责人好多都下过监。
武汉
，一个 city 叫武汉。
I went to a city called Wuhan, and there I saw many of the preachers and the board members there have already been to prison.
因为你家庭就被抓到了，负责人就要下监，传道人下监。
Because they were discovered while having family service, and so the board member or the preacher must be put into prison.
但是在他们下监当中，信徒受感动。
But when they were put into prison, the members were deeply moved.
诶，他们是为什么？
And why are they put into prison?
为着教会生活兴旺。
That they were put into prison for the prosperity of the church.
那他们可以下监。
That if they can go be put into prison,
我们应该可以更认真来做工。
That we can furthermore preach the word, should try even more to preach the word of God.
所以因着这样，圣工就一直兴旺起来。
And so because of this, the holy word continued to grow.
我们现在看约翰福音的十二章。
Let's turn to John chapter 12.
约翰福音的十二章。
John chapter 12.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
我实实在在告诉你们，一粒麦子若不是落在地里面，仍旧死的，仍旧是一粒；若是死的，就结出许多的籽粒来。这里主耶稣这样说，耶稣这样说。
Here Jesus said,
好，说一粒麦子如果不是落在地里死的，还是一粒。
That unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies,
那落在地里面死的这个麦子就没有了。
That if it goes to the ground and dies, then it's no more.
因为它芽已经长出来，那一粒已经不见了。
That the grain is no more, but it produces much grain.
结果就长出很多籽粒出来。
That from it, it grows other grains.
那主耶稣在讲这个一粒麦子，就是讲他本身。
And so Jesus here says of this grain is talking about himself.
他来到地上，好像一粒麦子掉下去，死的。
That he came to this world just like a grain and he died.
就是被钉在十字架。
And he was crucified on the cross.
那也因为他死了，所以好多的籽粒结出来。
And because of his death, that there are much other grains that was produced.
在神的国里面，好多人得救。
That in the kingdom of God, many others were saved.
这个就是我们今天的需要的精神。
And this is the spirit that we must have with us today.
如果我们真的想要得到属灵的喜乐，
that if we truly want to have the spiritual joy in our life,
不是说我什么都不牺牲。
Not that we do not want to sacrifice anything at all.
要牺牲。
We must sacrifice.
我们牺牲下去，我们看到我们所做的工作真的开始得到神的祝福，那个就是你的喜乐。
That through sacrifice we see to begin to see that our holy work have the its effects.
所以真正的喜乐有时候不是用钱买来的。
And so some of the joy is cannot be purchased with wealth.
好多的父母到假期的时候发现要给钱给小孩子，他才能够去买快乐。
Many times parents discover that when they go to vacation that they must give money to their children so that they can be happy.
不一定 vacation 啊，在家里面一样，要给他钱他才会可以去买到很多的快乐。
Or inside their house, inside the family that they, whenever they want to buy stuff, they have to give them money so that they can be happy.
但是很多时候这个心灵上的满足不是用钱买的。
But many times this the joy of the spirit cannot be bought by money.
当你去做一件很有意义的事情，
when you do something good,
你觉得你所做的意义让人得到益处了，那个就是你的满足。
And doing such good benefits others, this will give you that spiritual joy also.
我在澳洲的墨尔本教会，我听到一个见证。
When I was in Australia in Melbourne Church, I heard of this testimony.
我们教会有一个信徒啊，他是读医科的。
There is a believer who studied in dentistry.
医科的，
医科 medicine.
那我没有看到他来。
And I did not see him come in.
我就问教会负责人，那他到哪里去了？
And so I asked the church board members, where is he?
他说在参加这个 volunteer, 这个义工啊，到非洲，到开发中的国家里面做医疗工作。
And that the church said that this brother have gone to do volunteer work.
那一个青年呢、啊、我们知道他医科毕业应该可以赚到很多的钱。
And we know that a youth that have finished his studies in medicine, he can make much money.
那怎么会自愿当义工到新开拓的地区去那里服务呢？
And why is it that this person would want to sacrifice his time and volunteer to do some work in some desolated area?
因为这里面有一种满足。
Because in this work, he will find such satisfaction.
就是当你白白的付出，你看到你所付出的给人得到帮助，
that、
那个就是你的满足。
That when you give up something and that something benefits others, this will give you satisfaction and contentment.
那个满足不是钱买的。
And that kind of satisfaction cannot be purchased with money.
所以我们在看美国的很多的美国的很多的这个机关里面，义工很多。
And so we see that in America there are many volunteer work.
那为什么会跑出很多的义工出来呢？
And why is there so many volunteer work?
那有的在世界上都有很好的职业。
Many of these people who volunteers are, have good positions in the society.
很多都是因为他们做义工去服务别人，从那里得到一种内心的满足。
That through doing such work that they discover that they can have this contentment in their hearts.
所以一个没有信神的人都能够这么努力的去做义工。
That even one who does not believe in God can do such volunteer work
去造就别人，造福别人
to benefit other human beings.
那甚至一个其他教派传的福音不是很正确的，都可以找到很多的义工。
And even other churches also participate in many volunteer work.
啊，是来传他们的福音。
And to preach the gospel.
那今天我们教会呢？
And so today, look at our church.
神把全备的福音托付给我们。
That God has given us this perfect gospel.
神把真正的圣灵赏赐在我们当中。
That God has given us this perfect Holy Spirit.
所以如果我们能够有更多人
So if we have more people,
能够参与这个工作
To participate into this kind of volunteer work.
你看到别人得圣灵
That you see other people receive Holy Spirit.
得神的恩典
That have received grace from God.
得救恩
And have received salvation from God.
那一种满足啊，是没有办法讲的。
That kind of contentment can never be described.
那这个就是喜乐的来源。
And this is the source of joy.
也就是保罗在监牢里面喜乐的原因。
And this is the reason that Paul in prison can have such joy.
因为他下监就是为福音传开。
Because he went to prison due to the gospel.
他看到福音传开了，这真的是他真正的满足。
He see that the gospel was preached, and so this he become rejoiceful.
好，我们再看腓立比书第一章。
Let's turn back to Philippians chapter 1.Chapter 1, verse 24.
腓立比书第一章的24节。
Philippians chapter 1, verse 24.
然而我在肉身活着为你们更是要紧。25节。
Verse 25.
我既然这样深信，就知道仍要住在世间，且与众人同住，使你们在所信的道上又长进又喜乐。26节
Verse 26
叫你们在基督耶稣里的欢乐，因为我在你到你们那里就越发的增加。这个第一章的25节26节在讲到基督里面的另外一种喜乐。
And from verse chapter 1 verse 25 and 26 it tells another different kind of joy in Christ.
好，就是在所信的道上又长进又喜乐。
That they are that in their progress and in their joy of faith.
所以道理长进，我们一个人喜乐会增加。
So if we progress in the words of God, that we will become joyful.
这是为什么是这样
？And why is this?
因为我们信仰一个最终追求的目标就是基督本身。
Because the one of the primary goal that we seek after is Christ Himself.
那基督就是我们的满足。
And that Christ Himself is our satisfaction.
所以你看在遍茂山上。
So if you look at the mountain of transfiguration.
遍茂山上什么都没有。
that in the mountain of transfiguration, there is nothing there.
因为是在山上，什么物质的条件都没有。
Because it's upon the mountain, there are no material things there.
但是当这个彼得、雅各、约翰三个看到主耶稣变貌，
But when Peter, John, and James see Jesus transformed,
他们怎么说？
What did they say?
我们在这里真好。
That how wonderful it is for us to be here.
要打三座棚永远住下来。
That they want to put up the altars to, as a remembrance.
那为什么这个三个人可以在变貌上看到主耶稣变貌？
And so why is it that these three people can see Jesus transform in this mountain of transfiguration?
因为这三个人是主耶稣在十二个门徒里面最爱的三个。
Because these three disciples are the most loved by Jesus among the 12.
也就是十二个使徒里面灵性最好的三个。
Which also means that among the 12, these three have the best spirituality.
所以主耶稣给他们享受最大的福气。
So God, Jesus gave them the greatest joy and satisfaction.
就是在山上看到变貌的主。
That they, with their eyes, can see Jesus transform in that mountain.
衣服如冒放光。
That they can see his glorious shining garments.
他们一看到就觉得在这里真好。
And so when they have seen this with their eyes, they say how wonderful it is for us to be here.
人在信仰上啊，越进步，人越靠近神。
In faith, when one progresses in his faith, he will draw himself closer to God.
那越靠近神，我们人的内心的满足越大。
And when he draws himself closer to God, he will find that there are much contentment in his heart.
神就是我们的满足。
That God himself becomes our soul satisfaction.
好像啊，越靠近太阳，你越感觉到热。
That's the same theory with you draw closer to the sun, you feel warmer.
那你离开太阳越远，你就越冷。
Or you, if you draw yourself farther away from the sun, it becomes colder.
我们越离开那个喜乐的泉源，主越近，我们就越满足。
That if we draw ourselves closer to that source of joy, God himself, that we become satisfied.
所以圣经里面很多的属灵人物，他们到最后可以不爱世界。
So in the Bible, we see many of the spiritual men at the end that they can forsake everything in the world.
因为他们已经在神里面得到满足。
Because in God, they have already found that joy and satisfaction.
所以主耶稣说，世界在我里面毫无所有。
And so Jesus said that, that I find nothing that I need in this world.
为什么他可以这样讲？
Why is it that Jesus is able to say such words?
因为他在灵里面完全满足。
Because he is complete, he feels complete in his spirit.
所以保罗说啊，在所信的道上又长进又喜乐。
So here Paul said that in the in progress in words and in faith.
那这个腓立比教会的信徒的道理长进是从哪里来的？
And so how where does this progressiveness of the Philippian church come from?
这跟保罗有关系啊。
And this come in direct relation with Paul.
因此在第一章的后面呢，从二十一节开始。
And so from chapter 1, after verse 21,
保罗就在讲说他真的在两难之间。
That Paul, he said that he is struggling between two things.
哪两难？
What are his dilemma?
就是我到底是要离开世界好，还是我要住在世界好？
That is it better for me to leave the world, or is it better for me to still stay in the world?
离开世界就是死。
To depart from the world is death.
啊，住在世界就是活。
And to dwell in this world is to be alive.
那对我们来讲，这不是问题。
And to us, this is not a question.
因为大家都要活着。
Because everyone wants to live.
但是对保罗来讲，这很难选择。
But to Paul, this is indeed a dilemma for him.
因为他去过第三层天。
Because he himself has seen the third heaven.
他知道那是好得无比的。
He has seen with his eyes how glorious and how great that place is.
但是我们现在受到肉体限制。
But now we are bounded by the things of the flesh.
灵魂不能够去。
So that our spirit cannot go there.
如果跟第三层天来比，
If compared to the third heaven,
世界上没有一个是好的。
That nothing in this world is good.
所以他在觉得说，如果叫我选了，我希望现在就离开世界。
So he said, if I have a choice, I would rather choose to go to the third heaven.
因为那要与基督同在。
Because I will be with Christ there.
是好的无比。
And it is better than anything else.
但是保罗觉得说，我还要再活着。
But then Paul also said, I must dwell in this world.
这是我不愿意的，但是我选择我要活着。
That this is not, I do not will to do this, but I must.
因为这样能够让信徒又长进又喜乐。
Because in doing so, the members can progress and be joyful.
因此到了二十六节，保罗说，
And so from verse 26, Paul says,
叫你们在基督里的欢乐，因为我再到你们就越发的增添了。
That your rejoicing for me may be more abundant in Jesus Christ by my coming to you again.
因为保罗是一个属灵人，借着他的工作让信徒灵性进步以后，喜乐越来越多。
That Paul himself is a spiritual man that through his encouragement that others can progress in faith. and become more joyful.
今天我们看我们的家庭生活。
And so today we reflect to ourselves, to our own family.
我们发现娱乐占据了很大部分的时间。Entertainment.
Entertainment have taken much of our, our time in enjoying and in joyfulness.
除了上班之外，娱乐占据人很多的时间。
That besides work alone, entertainment has become our second.
那我们仔细来看娱乐这件事情。
And so if we study this second, this entertainment.
娱乐本来是要让人轻松下来。
Entertainment is supposed to relax a person.
再重新得到力量可以再工作。
So that he can regain his strength and to continue in his work.
但是人很不容易在这个抓到一个界限说我已经够了。
And, but people have, failed in such a way that through this entertainment they feel that it is enough.
所以除了上班之外变成娱乐变成人活着一个目的。
So besides work, entertainment has become one of the direction, that people pursue in this world.
那怎么样让我们不会在娱乐当中迷失的？
And so how is it that we prevent ourselves from being lost into this, the entertainment?
对娱乐的依靠会越来越少。
That we not rely, upon entertainment.
有好没有也没有关系。
That even if we don't have entertainment, it's okay.
这个就是要在基督的道理上要进步。
And that is to progress ourselves in the words of Christ.
所以你看，如果小孩子啊，你都没有得圣灵，也没有宗教教育哦，一天到晚看电视。
So if you look at a child, if he does not come to RE, classes or have not received Holy Spirit, he will spend a lot of time in entertainment.
超暑假三个月，这个电视里面 rerun 不晓得看了几次，也没有味道，没有味道也没有办法，你要做什么？
That in his summer break, he would probably be watching a lot of TV, and probably be watching reruns.
但是如果我们当父母能够带领他们
But if we as parents can guide them
在信仰能够进步
That they progress themselves in faith
使他们能够越来越靠近神
That they themselves can draw nearer to God
这种灵里面的满足越来越多
And that they can find this contentment in spirit
你就发现娱乐就不是这么重要
And you see that they will discover entertainment is not important at all
有可以没有也没有关系
That it is good, it is okay to have and it is also okay not to have
所以这就是我们的追求的目标
And this is one of the things we must pursue after.
我们的喜乐从哪里来？
And where does our joy come from?
第一个
First,
从我们的爱来的。
First, from our love.
像保罗一样。
Just as Paul.
他爱腓立比教会的信徒。
He loved the members of the Philippian church.
因为他们所得的恩典而喜乐。
Because of their grace that they have received much from God.
第二个
Second,
从受苦来的。
From suffering.
为了完成神的工作。
In order to complete the work of God.
好像一粒麦子掉下去。
Just like a grain that falls down and dies,
就结出很多的籽粒来。
That it itself can produce much grain.
圣工兴旺，我们就喜乐。
That the holy work prosper and we become joyful.
第三个
，the third，
从道理长进来。
Is to from the progressiveness of the words of God.
道理进步，有神的同在。
That in progressiveness of the words of God, that we live in harmony with God.
我们内心有满足。
And that we feel the satisfaction in our hearts.
我们就有喜乐。
Then we will also have this joy.
Let's
sing him.
237首
237. Please be seated.
我们差不多还两个半月，十个礼拜的时间就开始有灵恩布道会。
We still have about 2.5 months, about 10 weeks till the next spiritual convocation.
我们现在就开始来预备。
And now we must start to prepare ourselves.
要怎么预备？
And how do we prepare ourselves?
有两件事情最重要的。
And there are two things that is of great importance.
第一个就是我们每一个人要带慕道者。
And first is that every single one of us must bring friends and true seekers.
因为信道是从听道来的。
Because to believe, before believing, they must first listen.
没有听你怎么会信呢？
If they have not ever listened before, how can they come to believe?
那听道是从传道来的。
And so to listen, they must first be preached.
没有人传，怎么有人会听呢？
If there is no one to preach, how is it that there be listeners?
所以我们第一个就是要每一个信徒啊，尽量想办法找慕道朋友。
And so the first thing is that every single one of us must try hard to preach to others.
那第二个就是我们要祷告。
And the second is that we must pray.
要求神与我们同工。
And we must ask God to work with us.
我们从使徒行传看起来。
From the Acts, we can see
这个信道有三种方法。
That to come believing, there are three methods.
第一个是听道而信。
And first is by listening that they come to believe.
第二是看道而信。
And the second is that through seeing that they come to believe.
第三个是摸道而信。
And the third is that they are, that they have actually touched themselves that they come to believe.
安提阿伯的太监，他听到道理很好，他就信了。
The eunuch, have heard the words and he believed.
神开他的心，他明白道理的奥妙，他就信了。
That God has opened his heart and he have understand the mystery of the word and so he come to believe.
那另外一个叫方丘四丘保罗、哦、这个人他看到神迹行出来，他就信了。
And also, Paul, he have seen that the work, miraculous work of God, so he come to believe.
他听到很受感动，但是他看到那个时候他信了。
He have heard, but then at that time he've actually seen the matter himself, so he come to believe.
那第三个就是保罗本身。
And the third is Paul, the apostle himself.
摸到而信。
That he touched God himself that he come to believe.
就是对主耶稣本身有体验。
That he have indeed that experience with God that he come to believe.
看到大光。
That he saw this great light from heaven.
扑倒在地上。
And so he fell to the ground.
眼睛瞎了。
And so his eyes was blinded.
主耶稣跟他讲话。
And so Jesus himself spoke with him.
他就信了。
And so he come to believe.
那这三种信都是因为有神在同工。
And so these kind of different kind of coming to believe, must have this work of God.
所以我们可以把人带到教会，但他的心我没有办法控制。
We can bring others to church, but we cannot see what is in their hearts.
所以神能够感动一个人。
So God can move their hearts.
因此我们在灵恩布道会之前要为这个工作特别来祷告。
That's why before Spirit Convocation, we must pray much for this kind of holy work.
我们过去做各区的布道会也证明啊，这个啊也是很好的一种传福音的方式。
And we are in the past, we have also seen that evangelism through family service is also very effective.
啊，这个对每一个信徒在那里见证神的恩典、啊、都是信仰一种造就。
And that is great benefit for even the members who share their own testimony with others in that kind of service.
所以差不多每一次在各区的家庭布道完、啊、我们大家觉得每一个人都很喜乐。
And so after every family service, we look around and we see many of the people are, have gained much.
所以在八月的布道会之前、啊、就我们每一个区、啊、能够来计划怎么样来开、啊、各区的布道工作。
And so before August spiritual convocation, we hope that every family service make a plan into how they would have evangelism in family service.
我们现在一起来祷告。
And now we'd like to kneel down and pray.
我们几件事情要带祷了。
And there are a few matters that we must pray for.
那第一个要为我们的布道工作教会的圣工来带祷。
And we must pray for our holy work in the church.
求主与我们同工。
That may God abide with us.
那我们教会在6月19号会开信徒大会。
And also in June 19th, our church will have a general congregation.
要为着买地的事情来讨论。
And the matter concerning buying land for the new church.
我们要为这个事情祷告。
And we must pray for this matter.
圣工的推展到最后都会让我们学习到属灵的功课。
So the
但是在追求神的旨意显明的过程，如果我们大家懂得同心，能够操练同心，那这个就是最大的恩典。
But before the will of God is manifested, that we ourselves must unite together and be one in heart.
所以我们要为这个事情来祷告。
And so we must pray together.
好，还有为一些身体欠安的信徒祷告。
And also pray for those members who have personal illness.
那有一些很久没有来教会的。
Or to those members that have not been coming to church for a while.
可能有一些我们认识甚至是我们自己的亲人。
Many of them we might know and maybe they may be our relatives.
我们要为他们祷告。
So we must pray for them.